Jesus shows that God is always better than our expectations.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Mark DeHaan. When an advertiser altered a photo of Michelangelo's famous marble sculpture of the biblical hero David, Italy's government and gallery officials objected. Picturing David with a military rifle slung over his shoulder instead of his slingshot would be a violation, like taking a hammer to it, or worse, a cultural official said. In first century Jerusalem, David was remembered as the shepherd, songwriter, and soldier king of Israel's fondest memories and greatest hopes. Prophets foretold that David's descendant would finally defeat the enemies of Israel. So, centuries later, when crowds welcomed Jesus as the son of David, they were expecting him to lead the revolt that would overthrow their Roman occupiers. Instead, Jesus knocked over the tables of temple money changers to restore his father's house as a house of prayer for all nations. Israel's leaders were furious. This wasn't the kind of Messiah and son of David they were looking for. So without realizing what they were doing, they called for Roman executioners to take a hammer to the hands and feet of the true glory of Israel. Instead of stopping them, Jesus let himself be lifted up on a cross of shame, defaced and disgraced. Only by resurrection would it be known that the true Son of David had defeated his enemies with love and enlisted the children of all nations to spread the word.
Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 16. Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read, 'From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise?'" That's today's scripture reading from Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 16.
And now let's pray together. Lord, it's hard to admit this, but it's true. We get so confused. We try to protect the images we love more than the love you consider priceless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.